are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, VistaCare, and May Adam. And joining me this morning, Peer City Administrator Christy Honeywell. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about a couple different things, but we haven't talked a little bit about the construction, how that's coming along. It's been a great season for it.
It really has been a good season. So I want to talk a couple projects that are really noticeable to people in town. First of all, it's probably Airport Road.
Right.
That's been closed. We've had a detour there pretty much all summer, but that's coming together. And we're anticipating that that project will be complete and opened up sometime this month. So that's worked out really well for us. That project really includes new stormwater in that stretch of Airport Road, and then also a sidewalk on the south side of the road, and then resurfacing.
Yeah, that's really a big overhaul of what it looked like before.
It really is, and it's been it's very, very important for that area of town for sure. So here soon, in the next few weeks, hopefully that whole North Star area will be opened up. You know, right now the detour is to the south of North Star, so that should be open up and people can get around a little bit easier.
And that road is going to, the B road is going to stay there as well, so that's good for people to know.
It is. That is a permanent road for us.
Fantastic.
B straight out to the airport, yep.
So what else has been coming along, although that's a big one there?
Another one that people probably have noticed is Highland Avenue. That one, again, that one's been started early, about midsummer or so. That one's been delayed a little bit, but it will be opened up here in the next month or so. It won't be completed. That, again, is a very big project for us. It's a replacement of a 70-plus year water line, along with resurfacing, and then also some curb and gutter. So that we anticipated, we wanted to get that done before the DOT refurbishes Euclid Avenue.
Right.
And that's kind of been delayed a little bit. That's a few years down the road. But so Highland will be finished next season. Morris Construction is doing that for us. That's a very large project, too. That's about a $1.5 million project.
Gotcha. So some great things coming along there. And yeah, with the way the weather has worked out, I know it's been dry. It's been tough on so many different people, but for construction, it has really been good. And it's, you know, started early and it's kind of extending.
We did. I mean, you know, we do a lot of street work. People probably saw do a lot of maintenance work across the city. Mm-hmm. We got some more blocks of street done for chip sealing this year, more than we normally do. So that was really, really good for us also.
Now, I know a lot of people are curious about the pool project, how that's coming along.
Yeah, people notice if they drive down by the pool area, there's a lot of dirt work going on. That's going very, very well. Again, the weather's been really good. We're hoping that it's going to hold out for us to complete that through the next month or so. Basically, what that project is kind of getting ready to put the pool facility in itself. We're going to bid that later on this year to start construction next year. But the excavation work is really prep work for that. Mm-hmm. And what it is, and people really know, right, our soils are not great in this community. So what that project entails is basically digging out some of the bad soil that can move and be detrimental to the facility. We're going to dig that out, put new soil back in, and build the site up. People are really going to be surprised maybe about the profile of the site. It's going to really come up a little bit more. There'll be a retaining wall on the west side of that whole area. So that's moving along really well. And then lastly, AGE is our contractor. They will place a significant amount of soil on top of the surface level, and what we call, they're going to surcharge that over the winter, and that basically makes sure that all that soil is settled so we can do the construction next year. Next spring, they'll come in and they'll pull that back off, and then hopefully we'll be ready to go.
Very nice. So there's a lot happening around the city. You're keeping it all straight,
we're trying to.
And I hear there's something fun coming up with an orchard.
There is. So the community orchard down on Sully Avenue, it's an event coming up this Monday. There'll be a tour and kind of an open house for people between 4 and 6 p.m. on Monday, October 11th. That's next week. The community orchard, if people remember, started in 2018. And basically, it was put together by the Peer Community Orchard project. It was developed with Girl Scouts troop and the city of Pierre. So right now it has it's 6,400 square feet of city-owned property, and it has 22 fruit trees in it.
Wow.
And they include pear, peach, plum, apple, and cherry. So it's been 3 years in the making, mm-hmm. and it's been really good. There's actually fruit on the trees. And so by next year, if we still have fruit next year and it's really producing very well, then we'll invite people to come down and harvest some of that fruit.
Very nice. So this is a good chance to kind of get familiar and see what's there and
it is.
How it's all set up.
I think I'm going to go down too, and I'm going to take a little tour of it. It's going to be really nice. And we invite everybody to come down and take a look between 4 and 6 p.m. on October 11th.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you for stopping in, Christy. Always
thank
good to see you
Thank you for having
me. Yeah, and we'll talk to you again soon. There's Christy Honeywell, the Pierre City Administrator, joining us on this Friday morning edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Pierre VA Clinic, VistaCare, and May Adams.